morning once again. I want to thank everyone for being here today. A special thanks to Canalside Management for hosting us in this wonderful facility on our bustling waterfront. It is great to be here. It's great to be here with the backdrop of the exciting new Explore and More Museum, which is going to be right over there. And I wanted to first just comment about Explore More. I'm of course here with the folks from the Carousel Museum and the Naval Park, but you know, when I first heard about the concept of the Explore More Museum down here several years ago from Nancy Montone and several other people involved with Explore More, I was really sold at that point. I truly believed in their mission, what they had been doing for years out in East Aurora, and their vision for a new expanded role and location here on Buffalo's waterfront. And I truly believed location here at Canalside was the ideal and logical location for them to locate. I want to first thank all those who volunteer on behalf of Explore More for all you've done to bring this project to this level. I know we have a long way to go, but I know you've come a long way, so congratulations. It is certainly my hope that this grant to Explore More, one of the three I'm announcing today for $500,000, will assure this project continues on pace and assure timely completion of this project. As many of you know, I've been involved with education for many years. I truly believe also in Douglas Love's, the head of Explore More's vision for this as a learning lab, not just a static museum, but a center for learning, an educational asset for experiential and hands-on learning for children throughout Western New York. And I know that is one reason Douglas was hired, because of his expertise in that, and that is something I am so excited about. To our friends at the Carousel Project, thank you very much for being here. I again commend all those for that vision. The first time I heard of this was from a person when he talks about something I have profound respect for, and that's Bob Cressy, who said we should have a carousel in downtown Buffalo. I am so excited about this project of taking our rich history of carousel craft and moving it forward to our future in terms of here at Canalside, and locating a 90-year-old carousel and restoring it and bringing it here. And I truly believe that the location of the carousel and Explore More together is just a great marriage, and I think they will help generate activity for both. And finally, I wanted to, and I'm excited about the $500,000 donation to Carousel. I know that gets you quite close to your capital campaign. Again, it's my hope that this grant will enable you to close the capital campaign very soon. So hopefully some people who are waiting to jump in, do jump in so you can get the project done and focus on the other things you need to do in terms of programming and sustaining it for long term. And Colonel Roach and Captain Roach, I'm sorry, and the Naval and Servicemen's Park, the pioneer on the waterfront, who has been here for many, many years. And I remember, always remember coming down here and parking at the parking lot to go to the Odd, where they were the only thing here. Now they've come to a point and they've grown, and the board members, the committed board members, I wish Colonel Cunningham could have been here for that, but I'm sure he's looking down on this. Their commitment to this vision, and now it is my hope that this $500,000 grant will take the Naval and Servicemen's Park to a new level of generating even, they now generate 80,000 visitors, incredible amount at this point in time. It is my hope that the new enhancement, it's an expansion, will generate even more people to experience and recognize the rich military history we have here and the legacy, the unparalleled legacy we have of service and sacrifice to our nation and its freedoms. I just wanted to comment, I'm so thrilled with the excitement we see here at Canalside and the dramatic changes we've seen over the last several years. I commend all those that have been involved. I think one of the reasons that this area is thriving as it is that it seems like we are in the last number of years building upon the success of previous years and then offering each year new amenities to continue to draw more people. So of course, for years we had the Naval Park, which was starting to get people to come down. Then we had the development of the boardwalk, and finally access people had to do things on our waterfront for the first time in 3 to 4 decades. Then we had the restoration and watering of our canal, and exciting things like we're seeing behind us in the summer, but also offerings in the winter, like skating on this body of water, on the ice bikes and other activities. And of course, Harbor Center and the generosity and commitment of the Pagula family and all that that is generating. It is my view that these three projects we're talking about here, exploring more the carousel and an enhanced and expanded Naval and Servicemen's Park, will again take this area to a new level and generate even more visitors to come to Canal Side and Western New York. And let's be clear, what we are announcing here today is not just for Buffalo, it's not just for Buffalo's waterfront. This is a regional attraction and a regional economic catalyst. When people are coming down here, we get over now 1 million people a year that are coming down here. They don't just come here, they go other places, experience our wonderful area, and spend money in our area. So we continue our economic development and cultural heritage that we're building upon. And I believe as this continues to grow, I don't think it's unrealistic to think 1 million visitors now, when these folks are up and running, that we double that in the near term. And that's what I'm excited for the entire region. So to conclude, and then I'd like to ask my friends here from the three institutions, I've recently been elected to the New York State Senate. I really want to be thought of as a representative that helps get things done for our region. It is my great hope that these funds will position these projects to be able to be completed as soon as possible, and our region is able to experience these assets, and we can continue the momentum and build upon the momentum we've achieved thus far. We want to build on our momentum, expand on it, solidifying it. We want growth, vibrancy, and prosperity to be the new normal in Western New York. And it's my hope that this $1.5 million, $500,000 for each of these fine institutions continues to be an effort as a partner in this effort to achieve that goal. Thank you very much for everyone for being here. Thank you for everyone who's been so committed to these projects, from board members to executive directors to volunteers to advocates, because having been involved in the nonprofit community, I know how hard it is to take something from nothing and make it become reality. So congratulations to everyone. I'd like to now call upon Douglas Love, the executive director of the Explore More Museum, which is going to be located conveniently on the other side of this canal.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for your belief in Canal Side as a family-friendly destination. You know, we are honored to be the recipient of this support, along with our new neighbors. And over the last several months, the three institutions have been meeting about collaborating in the future, about not only servicing the Canal Side visitors who are already coming down here, but attracting many more in the future. As you mentioned, we've broken ground. We're building right behind us a 43,000 square foot standalone building featuring 7 distinct educational play zones or themed areas. And each zone having something, featuring something that Western New Yorkers are most proud of. Through hands-on interactive exhibits that will allow children an opportunity to learn through play. So we're slated to open at the end of 2018, and the new facility is anticipated to serve over 250,000 regional, national, and international visitors annually, with nearly $208 million economic impact in the first 10 years, and $55 million of that over the next year as we are doing our construction. hydroelectric power, life on the Erie Canal, local sports and recreation, Buffalo inventions, inventors, agriculture, architecture. We have it all in our new $28 million Canalside Museum. And we're going to bring it to life through fun, interactive experiences in our programs. Now, this donation is going to help fulfill our capital campaign of $28 million, and we'll build Explore and More's program of spaces, our lobby, our guest services, our visitor amenities, our exhibits and retail locations, and of course, we're going to feature a fantastic cafe where, when we're open, all of us could have gone to lunch right after this this press conference. What we want to thank all of our donor partners, my wonderful board of directors, my great staff, and of course, Senator Jacobs. Thank you so much for your continued support.
Thank you. Lauren, would you like to speak? In the Carousel Project.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you, Douglas.
I'm Lori Howell-Laduca, president of the Buffalo Heritage Carousel. And on behalf of the Buffalo Heritage Carousel, we are extremely appreciative for this generous support by Christopher Jacobs for our Carousel Project. These funds will assist in bringing our solar-powered, historic 1924 Spillman Engineering park-style menagerie carousel home to Western New York at beautiful Canalside. Here it will provide not only a family and tourist destination, but offer educational programs for our community, as well as be an intimate venue for special events year-round. This grant is a much-needed boost to our capital campaign that most recently received major support of $1.2 million from KeyBank and the First Niagara Foundation as our title sponsors. We would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge and thank Mayor Byron Brown, Governor Andrew Cuomo, Canal Corp, ECHCC, the Margaret L. Wen Foundation, Assemblyman Sean Ryan, and the many individuals and businesses in our community for their generous and continued support of our project. The list continues to grow, and it is wonderful to see the local community and beyond embracing our project. As some of you may be aware, our carousel restoration process has begun. This was made possible by generous donations from the local community. 7 of our 34 carousel figures right now are being restored, and these have been adopted along with our special design Erie Canal Barge Chariot for the handicap accessible use. These were all sponsored by individuals in our community. This sponsorship, or adoption as we like to say, for our animals has allowed us to begin that process so that our timeline could be met. Our website will soon show the before and after images of these animals as they're restored. It is quite an amazing transformation. We strive to complete restoration of the carousel and the design and construction of our building by fall of 2018. This is when we hope that this rare gem will be operational for all of us to enjoy now, year-round, and for future generations to come. In closing, we sincerely thank you, Chris Jacobs, for your generosity and support of this project. We would furthermore like to extend our congratulations to the Explore More Museum and the Naval Park for their awards, and we look forward to collaborating with you. And in closing, here is a free ride to check this out. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And I just wanted to, I think, Lori, there's still a few animals that you can adopt.
Yes.
So
yes.
It just, you know,
check out the
act quickly. I wanted also to just state, you know, the Naval and Servicemen's Park has done such an incredible job for the last number of decades. I think we are so excited that Captain Roach has come here to lead this organization, and he's doing a fantastic job. It's been an honor to work with him, and I look forward to partnering him in the years to come. Captain?
Thanks. Morning, all. I'm strictly a representative of our board of directors, our volunteers, our staff, to both congratulate our partners that'll soon be here so we can share with the 80,000+ folks that come to the Naval Park. You know, we check each year where they come from, We have folks from every state in the country and over 100 countries from across the world come to the canal side, and they're just going to jump to get into your facilities. So thank you to the senator.
Thank you, Kevin.
Because this donation is going to help us, or excuse me, this grant is going to help us expand our Hall of Honor, where we can properly recognize Western New York heroes for what they did to, so we can have our freedoms every day. Thanks again,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you again to the three principals of these organizations, and if there's any questions, we're happy to answer. Any questions? No? Okay. Great. Everyone will be around if there's any individual questions. Thank you again. Thank you, everybody, for coming. One thing I want to mention, thank you for all the thank yous, but this is your money. It is taxpayer money, and one of the things I've tried to do is fight as much as to make sure that our money comes back from Albany here and is spent in good ways. So hopefully we feel that too. Thank you very much.